now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Your boy. Welcome everybody to the
Wild Wild West, the state that is touchable like Harry the best. The track hit your drums like a slug to the chest.
Oh, he's on it.
Tupac.
Is it Tupac?
Tupac, that is. Oh, California Love. Oh,
I thought it's nice. Fresh Prince, isn't it?
No.
Will Smith, isn't it? Wild Wild West.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, that's Wiki Wow Wow, Wiki Wiki Wow Wow, Wiki Wow Wow Wow, Jim Rest, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want none of that. That's that.
What's better?
No, fucking come on.
Huh?
California Love is a fucking awesome track.
Well.
Let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, the state that is untouchable like Elliot Nest.
Well, right, fair enough. Anyway, welcome everyone.
Fucking good track. I thought you liked Tupac.
Yeah, I do. Very good, he is. Very good. I think I'm going to see him next year, I think. So, looking forward to it. Big fan now.
Big fan. Huge fan.
Yeah, welcome to episode 7.
Everybody to the
welcome to the jungle!
We got fun and games!
That's the only one I can do.
We got everything you want.
What are we doing? How episode we 7. Going? Episode 7, Al. We're still on it, son.
Episode 7.
Of the Ashen Al Premier League podcast on V2Football.com and sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Mm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get on their website, especially with Father's Day coming up. Beautiful handcrafted Italian wallets amongst their usual designs. Handcrafted designs that emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. Well, that's Eurovision, that is.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that, singing it the other day.
Every time you say it, I'm like...
It's out of a tune, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on my iPod, that is.
Is it?
Yeah. That's she looks like Claudia Winkleman.
Claudia Winkleman, yeah.
Claudia Winkleman.
That's got to...
I can't say Claudia Winkleman's name without saying Winkleman.
No, you got it.
Yeah, Winkleman.
It is. It's one of the greatest Eurovision songs,
Euphoria.
Isn't it?
I don't know what's... We can go up.
Yeah. Good one, isn't it? We know it.
Who sang it?
Hang
on.
Some foreigner.
Okay, Google. Who sang Euphoria in Eurovision?
Oh, there we are.
According to Wikipedia, the song was written by Thomas G., son, Peter Bostrom, and produced by Bostrom and 78.
Lauren.
There we are. Absolutely belting tune. Anyway. Fair dues. But yes, so... Oh, he's got into the background. Yeah. There we are.
Fucking banging track. I got it on the port, sir.
Is it Sweden? Some Sweden?
Sweden, yeah.
It's a thread. I don't know. Legally, are we allowed to play a lot of this? Or
30 seconds, I think we can.
Are we?
Yeah.
30 Skip seconds. Those chorus in Let's get bouncing, son. Here we go. It's building.
Ready?
Building. Here we go. Let me hear the whistle!
Yeah.
Cracky too. You're right, son. Spitting image of a Winkleman.
Yeah, she does look like Winkleman.
Spitting image.
I'm telling you what, son. Me and you were off our tits dancing in that back in the day, weren't we?
It's nice, son.
We would have, weren't we?
We would have glow sticks,
yeah,
whistles, everything,
we
son.
We would have, like, been in the club, son. Don't give a shit. Every time I listen to her, I'm like, ah, me and him, we would have fucking been pissed out of our heads dancing in that, son.
You're right, though. Every time we say it.
Yeah, euphoria,
every week,
yeah.
I think of it. You're right, though. But yes, and they only produce a limited number of each design and T-shirt. Like any good piece of art, they are exclusive and completely original. Only from ArtOfFootball.com. Find them on Twitter at ArtOfFootball, on Facebook, Instagram, etc., etc. And because they're our sponsor, use the promo code Ash and Al at the checkout of the basket and get yourself a 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Ash, guess what I got for Father's Day?
What have you got, Al?
A wallet.
No.
A new wallet.
Where'd you have that, Al?
Well, it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, it's on the way, is it? It's in the post. Yeah. It's in the post, son.
No, it's not one of them wallets, mate.
No. 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 No.
No. So it just ties into the wallets. That's
yeah, all right.
Father's Day wallet, see?
Yeah.
See, people do give wallets for Father's Day.
Of course they do, exactly. What kind of wallet is it, Al? You've got me intrigued now.
It's, you got me hooked. You know me, son, I don't like a leather wallet.
You don't, you're a lot of Velcro.
Yeah, so I typed in Velcro wallets the other day, and I found a lovely canvas Guinness one.
What?
It's a khaki colour with wings. Right, a little pattern. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Alright, Velcro strap, everything. Now, I had a Joker one. I think last year, yeah, I had a Joker one last year, and about a week after, it started to rip.
Yeah, like the one we bought you.
Yeah, like the one you bought me, yeah. Like I got like a box full of them.
Hey, that was...
You asked for one back, didn't you?
Good quality, straight from China, that was. Yeah, I asked my Northern Lighter one back.
Yeah.
When we discovered that they were going for 40 quid on eBay, weren't they?
Huh?
You noticed it?
What?
They were going for a good bit of money on eBay.
What one?
The Northern Ireland one I give you.
Were they going on...
Huh?
No.
Just undo me, bra.
I used to know what I can once, son.
You used to do, so.
Yeah, look, there it is. In my
position.
There.
I see it. We should see.
Can't, my wallet always has to be there, sir. I think it's bad luck if my wallet is not there.
I, yeah.
Ooh, Detroit, South Detroit.
Detroit,
ooh.
Detroit Spinners.
Fucking click there, you said, right in it. Oh, down there, yeah. Son. Oof.
He always do, sir.
Oof.
Always do, sir.
Oh, Calise, Calise.
I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
Always ready for the suckle.
Always ready for the clamps. But, I don't know what we're talking about now.
Latch on, love. Latch on. wallets. Art of Football wallet.
Art of Football wallet. Father's Day. Yeah, so, yeah, crack on. It's still time to order them. Get them in.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Limited edition.
Father's Day.
Next Sunday, isn't it?
Next Sunday. So, no, Sunday after.
So get your orders in, ladies and gentlemen, because they're limited edition, only 100 made, and they are selling well. So, and
did
obviously...
we find out...
go on.
What sells, like, hotcakes, if there's hotcakes?
We never did, did we?
Did anybody tweet us why they got a party, like, his birthday, if it is his birthday?
No one did.
Fucking hell. Does anybody listen to the show?
I'll be honest, I don't think they do well, I think. But, no... And, well, no one ever got back to us all them times about Easy Peel oranges.
No.
How do they make them?
I know.
How do they make them? Although I did read on one of these, you know, 10 top tips you can't live without things. You should put them in the microwave for about 10 seconds before you peel them. A normal orange. Not an Easy Peel one. It's already Easy Peeler.
Mm.
I know. Not for me. I don't eat oranges, to be honest with you.
No.
Not for me, but there we are. Look at this. Unprofessional. Alex's phone, ladies and gentlemen, going off, so that's £50 in the kitty.
£50 in the kitty.
Straight away. But I suppose we should talk about a little football. Not a lot happened this week.
Not a lot. A lot of transfers, a lot of managers.
A lot of transfers, gossip
talk
news.
Talk about Champions League football. As well, and we can talk about Huddersfield because they're officially going to be Premier League.
Premier League, last Monday, wasn't it?
Last Monday,
the final, on the pens.
Yeah.
We said it would be very tight, didn't we? We said it might even be penalty shootout. I did favour the Reading, I got to be honest.
I was back in Huddersfield. The Terriers.
The Terriers.
Get down. Get down. Dave Wagner.
But the reunion with Klopp next season for him.
Yeah.
Fantastic for them, obviously. What was it? Didn't finish above 16th, 17th for the last couple of seasons since they got promoted. Obviously, favourites to struggle again that season. What a performance for Wagner coming in.
Did you see any of it?
I see the first 30 seconds. No.
I did see it on the day.
No, I was in and out of it, to be honest.
I did see it on the day, but the next day I was in the gym and the gym machines got Sky Sports.
Oh.
So they like highlights. I showed the first half of the highlights.
Yeah.
But I had to do my circuit training then.
Oh, I can imagine standing right round, round and round. So,
as I went back to cool down, I just saw the end of the penalty shootout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, congratulations, Huddersfield. We'll be talking about them a lot more, obviously, next season.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can get... well, they're going to have to get some quality players in there to compete, because there's... It's operated on a bit of a budget. There's some good players in, or loan players, really, more than anything, who've made more of the difference. But looking forward to talking about the next season, and obviously a new team to the Premier League. Never played here before.
Never played. I think last time they were in the top flight was 1972.
Oof. Christ. So, it'd be great to see how they do. Great addition.
We have two new teams in the Premiership next season, Brighton. Well, actually three. Brighton and Hove,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, first time for...
Why is it only four teams got promoted and three teams got relegated? It's going to be 21 teams next season.
Well, maybe they're going back up to 24, as they did when they first started.
Yeah, could be.
You never know.
Gradually building it up.
Never know.
Yeah. So, we've got Brighton and Hove Albion.
Brighton and Hove.
Newcastle. Newcastle and Huddersfield Town. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Be exciting. The positions, all of them. Obviously, Newcastle are going to have usually spend a bit of money.
Yeah.
With Rafa as well, they're going to play decent football.
They're after Pep Reina, apparently.
Yeah, you see that. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know about that.
34. Matt Laney.
Well, they've still got Tim Krull, who's only out on loan for the season.
Yeah, he's Ed Alkmaar, isn't he?
Yeah. So he's going to come back in. And, you know, on his day, he's a quality, absolutely quality keeper.
Matt Sells, isn't it? Matt Sells, the Dutch Belgian. Keeper.
That's right. Yeah, they bought him last summer. So, I mean, they've got enough quality there. You would have thought not to go out and
probably sell Tim Krull.
Well, maybe, but on his day, he's one of the best in the Premiership, I think. But he just doesn't have enough days, I suppose, like a lot of these players.
Yeah, too true.
But it'd be good to see who they buy. Like, you know, I haven't seen much other gossip for them, apart from old Pep Reina,
yeah, I haven't seen a lot of that. Just somebody else, if they can't get Pep, they go in for another goalkeeper. But I can't think of his. I can't think of Ash.
No, I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I'll have a scan through.
And of course, the other big game of the week is the Champions League final last night.
Champions League final.
Real Madrid 4, Juventus
up the road in Cardiff.
Up the road in Cardiff, it was. Buffon, loser again.
That's fifth time Juve's lost in the final.
I thought it was more than that.
No, consecutive.
Oh, right. It's just... it's a shame. I think most neutrals wanted Juventus to win.
A couple of goals, massive deflections. A couple of them didn't have a chance. You know, what's his name? The first one. Charizmo?
Casemiro. Casemiro.
And then Ronaldo's second or third? Ronaldo. Is that first or second? Ronaldo's first or second, massive deflection as well.
No, I can't remember. Cracking goal from Juventus. Mandzukic, wasn't it?
Mandzukic, yeah, fucking hell.
People are saying, was it better than Zidane's all them years ago, 2002? That volley. Where was that? That was in Britain. That was Hammer Park, I think, wasn't it? That was. Sure, that was up in Scotland.
Yeah,
that was.
I think so, yeah.
Against Leverkusen, wasn't it?
Yeah, have a go, that was.
Cracking strike. Left foot volley, wasn't it? Left peg.
Oh, I don't know why. I think Mandzukic.
Yeah.
Wins for me.
He was a fucking cracking. Cracking goal, cracking strike, in fairness. But yeah, but I mean, obviously, a lot of neutrals, I think, wanted Juventus. The old lady if they're in. But they just couldn't do it. Real Madrid, too much quality for them.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, Bale on the bench as well. Speculation with him going to United, isn't it?
United, what, 100 million?
See, now I think that's a mistake for United. Shit.
Jesus, man, we'll be broke.
McKay, ladies and gentlemen, don't panic.
Was it today in Manchester Evening News? Manchester United are ready to spend more than 100 million to sign Real Madrid forward Gareth Bale.
No, see. Now, what was it? I mean, all the talk was before about Griezmann, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now that's quieting down because they've had their ban and appels. So now the talk is about Bale. I think that's a mistake just because top quality player, don't get me wrong, but he's too injury prone to spend that amount of money on someone like that. I mean, the first season at Madrid, he was there for, you know, most games.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's stop, start, stop, start. You know what I mean? 4 or 5 weeks out here, coming back for a month, for another couple of weeks out. To spend that amount of money, you know what I mean? It needs to be a, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You have to have guarantees, and you spend $100 million on one player.
It'd be an absolutely fantastic signing. But his record over the last 2 years, maybe even three.
When's his contract up?
It's going to be a couple of years, isn't it? You know, Madrid, they don't really let people run out there. Obviously, buyout clauses and all that. Right from Spain. But yeah, it's just, you know, you look at his injury record-wise, you wouldn't go out and splash that much money on someone.
Apparently, they want, again, I wouldn't just spend $100 million on Monaco forward Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe, yeah.
So $200 million on two players, I can't see that happening.
You don't know how much money he's got to spend, do you know? I mean, yeah, obviously they've got more money.
The other news money is United also want $66 million for Real Madrid for the goalkeeper Dai De Gea.
Now, he's one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
But I think for that money, you've got to take it, I think.
Shit, yeah.
There's keepers out there who can come in and do a very, very good job. I mean, they've got Romero there. He's done well in the Europa League.
Done really well in Europe.
And where he's played, you know, they can go out by established, maybe not the best, you know, like we talked about.
There's a lot of good. Fraser Foster is a bloody great keeper.
There's a lot of good keepers there. But it's a case of, as well, if he goes out and spends, because they're on about getting another centre back in there, Lindorf, is it?
Yeah, apparently that's agreed. Victor Lindorf. Man United will announce the signing on Benfica and Swedish defender Victor Lindorf, 22, for $30 million next week.
There we go. So if he comes in, and someone like Eric Bailey's Cream,
yeah,
if they hit it off as a partnership, you know what I mean? The goalkeeper is, I'm not saying he's, you know, you don't need a world class keeper, but you don't need, you know, David De Gea if you've got a solid defence in front of you.
Yeah, right there.
Look at you know, Real Madrid to a certain extent with Ramos and Pepe. They're whole back
Navas
four.
Is the goalkeeper,
they're whole back four. Navas, decent keeper. Yeah, no one would call him world class, would they? You know, in the top five, six in the world. You know what I mean? So if you've just got that solid keeper, who when called upon can do a decent job, and if you've got that back four, which Jose usually puts together at most clubs within a year or two, and obviously this year will be the deciding factor, then you know, take that fucking 60 odd million for him, huh? 66, probably more, probably talking another 5, 6, maybe 7 with add-ons then after that.
Could possibly be the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
World record being broken twice again.
Twice again.
Twice in one season. Because Man City signed. Who did they sign, Ash?
Eduardo. Something like that. Benfica goalkeeper, youngster.
Let me have a look.
21, 22, is he? Something like that?
Let me have a look.
35 million.
Just beat Buffon's. Which I was surprised. I thought. Was it 2001? Juve bought Buffon.
Was it really?
For 33 or 32 million?
Yeah. And no one's beaten it.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Well, I suppose if you look at the keepers out there, the world's best, De Gea, he went for 20 million when he was young.
Yeah.
Who else should you say? Neuer went to Munich quite young for about 20 million, didn't he? Something like that, maybe more. You know, most of the world-class keepers now, you know, Courtois, Chelsea, they signed him when he was young, you know what I mean? And he's developed. So a lot of the world-class ones there have been at their clubs now since they were younger. Still went for decent money, but they were never transferred when they're at that world-class level that they are now. You know, you think Buffon, he probably was the last world-class goalkeeper to move, really. I'm trying to think who else.
No, not really.
No, I can't think really. Maybe clutching the straws. Maybe Petr Cech going to Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only one really.
Is I can think of. Complete, because it's not coming up on the football thing.
For the Man City boy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think Benfica, last I heard, Benfica said it's all done and dusted and complete. But Man City haven't come out and confirmed it.
Because it's not a new thing.
So whether they're waiting until, you know, this week now, Monday, and then they'll come out and confirm.
Yeah, once. Man City agree $35 million deal with Edison.
But
Man City have agreed a deal with Benfica for $35 million signing of goalkeeper Edison Moraes, according to the Portuguese Champions. 23.
No, I never. No, I mean, I've heard of him, but I've never watched him. I've never seen him.
He only broke into the team last this season, really. Team last March and made 37 appearances at the club.
Yeah, and it's like I saw.
$35 million.
Well, yeah, for inexperienced again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're paying this big money now for potential. They've paid up huge money for John Stones.
Yeah,
for potential for him to potentially turn into one of the best in the world. Where he's well off that now. But it was on Twitter, the one sentence, someone tweeted, I can't remember who it was now, that simply said, no one's ever come out and said, oh, that Brazilian keeper's world class, isn't he?
Yes, I see that, yeah. Yeah.
Which is absolutely bang on.
True, yeah.
You never heard of it, you know what I mean? I'm not saying
he... I saw the comments, I know, what about Dida?
I'm like, well, he wasn't.
He wasn't world class at all. Right, there's no world class Brazilian goalkeeper.
Dida, there's another one. Dida, perfect example, just a solid keeper with a tremendous defence in front of him.
Fuck,
which made him look even better.
Some other interesting transfers this week. Dan Fletcher joined Stoke on free.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I think that's terrific for Stoke and terrific for Dan Fletcher.
It is, yeah. It is better there.
Yeah.
Because it's something Stoke needed.
Yes.
That bit of toughness, that bit of grit in the centre of the park. Who knows how to tackle. It's not like Charlie Adam. And just, you know, tries to plough through their knees. but yeah, it's a really good... Yeah, very good. You're right there. Very good signing for Sparky.
Esmond Begovic.
Yeah, well, that was rumoured in January, but it didn't go through, did it? Just for that sign, though.
Mix. It's either 10 million or 15 million, so let's go for 12.5.
Yeah, go for 12.5. Let's do that. That's a good sign, very good signing for Bournemouth.
Signing,
no.
Yeah.
Still
talking. He played there before, didn't he?
Did he?
He was on loan or something.
Was he? Very good sign, I think.
And that's about it, really, for the transfers.
I mean, they had Borac in goal, but I think he cost them a few points this season.
Yes, he did.
So I think, and they still finished ninth. They, you know, see if they can sort that defence out as well. Which was very, very leaky the last half of the season. So,
should we go over the some more gossip?
Go on.
Man City talking about leaky defence. Oh no, that's Bournemouth that we were just talking about.
Bournemouth, yeah.
Yeah. Well, talking about another team,
Man City.
Had an initial offer of defender Benjamin Mendy, 22, rejected by Monaco.
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
Yeah, a few clubs after, though,
aren't he? Yeah. Well, Barcelona midfielder Adrian Turan, 30, has agreed to move to Arsenal, but the Gunners are yet to agree transfer for the Turkish international.
Strange one for me, this.
Transfer fee.
Strange one for me. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But whether he's better than anything they got there, I don't know. Whether he's just coming in there to give them that strength in depth. I don't know. Arsenal's a funny one. They've linked with him. They're linked with Mahrez now. They're linked as the favourites to get him.
Yeah.
I don't think they need...
50 million, innit, they want for him.
They don't need him. He's another player... With a sign in, you know, obviously Leicester won that league, that freak season. He was absolutely tremendous. Player of the year, this, that, and the other. Bang average last season, like most of the Leicester players. Yeah. There's no guarantee that he's going to hit the form he hit when he went to Leicester that first season, is it?
No.
No guarantee at all.
No guarantee.
To spend 50 million. And is he, again, same as Turan, is he better than anyone they got there? If Sanchez stays, if Ozil stays, that is. That's the thing.
I like, you know, the Daily Sports, was it Sports Star Sunday? Was Star Sports Sunday? I don't know.
One of the two.
It's on the background, back page. 150 Wenger's war chest. Arsenal ready for a huge summer spree. 150 million? That's not big.
Fuck all. It's fuck all.
I saw that, I'm like, huge war chest. I'm like.
Exactly what I thought, sir. No.
Man, they're prepared to pay 100 million for one player.
That's
nothing these days.
It's you've got to spend nearly 90-100 million.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy one of the world's best players.
Exactly.
Like you said, it's absolutely nothing. Absolutely.
Brighton are in the Premiership next season, and they're ready to hit the big signings. They're trying to sign Fulham midfielder Kevin McDonald for 2 million.
Oof. Well, you know, I don't know, son. I don't know. Never seen him. Either. You know what I mean? Championship with Premier League, we are.
Yeah.
They know all about him on the 72 show, I'm no doubt.
Watford are considering a move of the 22-year-old Montpellier forward, Steve Mounier, who's also a target for West Brom.
Well, Watford can fuck off. I'd rather not talk about them. The way they treat the managers, I'd rather not talk about them. I'd put a ban on it, then.
goalkeeper, Chesney Hawks, 27, who spent last season on loan at Roma, will discuss a move to Juventus. Will not discuss a move to Juventus until he has talked to Arsene Wenger about his future at Arsenal.
Mm.
I didn't hear he was linked. Oh, so Chesney?
No.
Was it, or Chesney? So Chesney, no? So Chesney?
Wojciech Chesney.
Wojciech Chesney.
Polish guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was Wojciech. Composers of Wojciech.
Yeah, no, I never knew he was linked, to be honest with you. Maybe. He can discuss all he wants, but he's not going to get in the side, is he, with Petr Cech there? Although there is talk of...
Because Buffon's going to be there for next season.
Yeah. Who's the guy... Who was in goal for Arsenal last week in the cup?
Espanya.
Ospina.
Ospina.
See, there's talk of him going, see?
Yeah.
Off to Turkey or something like that. That's it, yeah. So if he goes, maybe we'll bring Chesney back in for that backup. Although they're going to have less games, you know.
Yeah.
You know, well, they're in the... They're in the Europa League, I suppose. You can have that. You can play in that.
Seville want to sign Manchester City forward Naletto for 30 mil. Not 30 mil. 30 unknown with an option to buy.
Yeah, you can see him coming in. He brought him in to do a job. He was decent, but he just couldn't.
Sunday Express saying Arsenal have offered 95 million for Mbappe. I'd have a big chunk out of the 150 war chest.
That's it, isn't it? Even Mahrez, he can't buy anything else, could he? But I don't. He looks like he's like, well, who was a Monaco? Anthony Martel, sir.
Yeah.
Years ago when we saw him, he looked like he's going to be the real deal. But you just don't know. He's had less than a season. Come on now. How could you fucking say he's worth 100 million?
You know, I love this league. You know I love my French football and I love everything about France, but it's the French league, for God's sake.
It's pretty piss poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
a league that Falco is the top scorer.
I know, and he died years ago, sir.
Yeah. Let's carry on out. Well, that's not Premier League anymore, is it? Oh, no, actually. Former Leeds United and Swansea City manager Gary Monk is now favoured to take over a Hull rather than Crystal Palace.
Well, you're pleased with this, isn't
it? I'm fucking pleased, because there's rumours that him and James Wheatley are going to take over Middlesbrough.
Yeah,
I can't see him going to Crystal Palace either.
No, he's...
The Hull.
I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he is.
No.
Leeds, they've done well this season, but they've had good players there for a good few seasons now, Leeds, and it just hasn't, you know, obviously chopping and changing the owners, managers, this, that and the other.
They got different owners now, haven't they?
They got a new owner again. That's why Gary Monk walked, and he done. But you're talking about a club like Leeds, regardless, they should be up there, purely for the size of it. You know, you can say teams don't have this, you know, God-given right to be up there, but a club the stature, the size of Leeds...
Should be there.
They should be, simple should as that. Be, you know what I mean?
It's weird not having Leeds in the top.
Yeah.
I'm not having Leeds in the top. Seven,
yeah,
being the top club, one of the top clubs.
Oh, yeah,
so we're not having Leeds and Man United playing every season.
Yeah, it's the players, professionals, they should be given 100% for every club and every game they play, but they don't. But when you go to Man United, when you go to a Liverpool or Arsenal, Chelsea, one of these huge clubs, then they just do, they manage to just give that little bit more just to improve themselves. Improve the team, improve their reputation, playing for such a huge club. Same when it goes, you know, someone's playing for, you know, Leighton Orient, fair enough, they might be doing, you know, just going about their business. If they get a move to Leeds, I'm at a big club now.
Yeah.
I've got to step it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Gary, he's done a good job there. They got him playing. But the players, the quality already there, they should be playing there and they should be above a lot of teams.
And the manager for Leeds,
I don't think it's been announced yet. I'm not sure.
Last bit of gossip. Malaga striker Sandro Ramirez 21-year-old who is targeted for Everton says he's in no rush to decide his future. Now, I seen him in action a couple of weeks back. And he's like Barcelona, and Malaga signed him last season or season before.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And he's a good player, man.
Is he?
Yeah, he is not a bad little player. Didn't realise he was only 21. He looks older than that. Looks like he's had an hard life.
Another Costa, is it?
Yeah. Jesus, yeah.
But then he plays Everton, and he goes... I mean, you look at all the big teams, especially Man City, obviously you can see they're all looking to get their business done early, innit?
Yeah.
And get it done out the way. And everyone needs to start getting on that now, because they're going to be left with the fucking, you know...
Scraps.
The scraps. Still decent quality players, but not their first choices, because they've already been done and dusted deals.
And that's about it for the transfers and gossip.
That's your transfers, gossips.
Really? No, that's it.
Trying to think of anything I think of from the past week or so. I can't think of much. It's been a long term, son. It's been a long week.
You don't have to tell me, son.
It's been a long week, son. That's all I've been doing, son. Out and about here, then. I've been up a dump, Al.
Yay! He's been to the dump this week, ladies and gentlemen. Happy days.
And playing Lego City undercover.
What do I do?
I tell you what, son. It is like Grand Theft Auto for kids.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, funny you brought that up, okay? My little girl, because I got the PlayStation 3 in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I only use it to watch Netflix, but I've got all the PlayStation 3 games that I've downloaded still on it.
Yeah.
So it's a game called Hamster Ball. It's a fun game. It's a brilliant game. Basically, you control the hamster in a ball through obstacle course. Basically, it's a really fast pace.
Yeah.
Tracks, right? So she likes playing it. Okay, she's played it since she was quite young. And she's only 4, but she has played it. And I noticed the other day she gets angry when she plays it, when she can't do it. Angry to the point, okay? I noticed this, alright? She gets FIFA angry. You know that FIFA angry, son? You've done it, son. I've seen you smash up a controller.
It's got to be done.
Okay? So my 4-year-old girl gets FIFA angry playing a hamster game on a PlayStation 3. I was like, I can't believe her. I was like, sure. I was like... Fuck, she gets angry. I was like, I walked out and I was doing the dishes like that. I just stopped myself. I just paused and I went, FIFA angry. FIFA angry.
Don't let any of the PS4.
So. Oh, no, well, that's in the living room, man. So.
I'll tell you what, the controllers are 50 quid, but it's better, son, because they're wireless. You can chuck him, you know what I mean?
Mm.
With your old PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, you chuck that remote. The fucking computer's going with it, innit?
Yeah.
It's a fucking tax to it, son. It's all going, innit? It's not just a new controller you got to buy.
I did take controller apart once, but I couldn't get back together. Well, I did put it all back together, but the bloody thing, one of the... What's it called? The L buttons.
Analog. Oh, right, yeah. The trigger ones.
Yeah, trigger button. One of them popped out, and I was like, I can't be bothered to take it all stripped about, so I threw it.
You used to get angry, son. Because I used to beat you.
Yeah, you used to beat me, alright? With that fucking spawny 90th minute winning goal.
90th minute, every game, son.
90th minute spawny own goal, or bloody.
They were fucking spawny.
Deflection.
They were 30 yard screamers, every
were
one
they
of them.
Fuck. Huh? Were they fuck?
They fucking
were. They were cheating fucking dribble ball in the net.
They all count, son. They all count.
Twat.
Huh? Not like Arsenal, son. I'll score any goal, I will. I don't need to walk them in, son. Boom.
Cheat. Still bitter after all these years, son. We haven't played FIFA for years, have we, you and I?
You know, no, we haven't. We can't.
Can't afford another controller.
No, that's it.
50p, a £50 a pop.
No, exactly. Can't play online because you've got to fucking pay for that now, is there?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking joke.
Jesus.
I can't do fuck all I like anymore, Al. Fucking ain't getting old.
Getting old is horrible. Hey, told me we'll be 34.
34? Fucking hell, like. Jesus, huh? Not long. What should we talk about? Let's talk about V2 Football, ladies and gentlemen. We are a National Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Get on their website. Some great articles, interviews. Some more cracking podcasts as well. You got us, obviously, and all our... last 4.5 series, whatever it
who
is.
Who else have they got on there?
Catch up there. You got 72 show. What are you doing?
I'm punching a hole.
Got the 72 show, the final episode of this week for the season. All things Football League, of course.
All things bright and beautiful.
So I think this week they've done a bit of a special and got some fans' views for that. They got the V2 Football podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things world football, we'll stories every week.
We'll be having a break soon, won't we?
We'll be having a break
after soon. After the end of the series. After our 50th episode, ladies and gentlemen, yes. The big 5-0.
Big 5-0 is coming.
We'll be taking a break.
The big 5-0 is coming. And also, the big news on V2 this week is the V2 Academy podcast starting again, the second series. With some great guests running all through the summer, another 10 on YouTube, on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get away from us. What are you doing now? And of course, check out...
It's annoying you.
No. And of course, check out our sponsors, artoffootball.com, for some great handcrafted designs to try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion, and
euphoria!
That erupts from that one magical kick of a football, and they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirts, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So get on artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and once you've filled your basket up, enter the promo code ASHANAL, get yourself 10% off from your basket for Daddy's Day.
Fill your baskets.
Why not, ladies and gentlemen? Treat him, treat him. That's a plug-in, Daniel. And, well, on V2 Football, we run our polls this week, our award polls out.
Award polls. Let's so find the results.
Find the results.
Oh, for God's sake,
these
man.
Keys are going to mind their own here.
Jesus, man.
So, let's have a look at what we had for our... the, I mean, you know, the V2 podcast.
We did have a lot, didn't we? Only about five, I think.
Five votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
V2 Football done their annual awards. They do it every season. 72 show had theirs. So we thought we'd copy and do ours. So the first award was the Chuck Norris Award. Missing in action. The contenders were Moussa Sissoko for Tottenham, Borja Baston for Swansea, Simone Zaza for West Ham, and Claudio Bravo for Manchester City.
Who did you vote for?
I voted for Borja Baston.
I voted for Claudio Bravo.
Did you?
Yeah.
Should have. And the winner was...
Cesar.
Tramo. Go on. He's going to do it. Oh, there we are. There we are. The winner is Moussa Sissoko.
Ah, by how much?
39% of the votes.
Ooh.
Second was Claudio Bravo, 28%. Simone Zaza with 24%. And Borja Baston coming in with 9%.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Cut off my legs and call me shorty.
And we'll move on. Our next award was... we had some guests, believe it or not.
Oh, I know.
Last series or the series before.
Two Tomcats came knocking on my door.
Oi, oi. What's he got?
My drum.
Oh, he's got his drum. He's ready to go. This award for X-Pro Guest of the Season, ladies and gentlemen. And the contenders were Dean Flash Gordon, Jeff the Ref Winter, Mickey Biohazard, and Ian the Fire Marshal.
Who you go for?
I went for Ian the Fire Marshal.
Jeff the Ref Winters.
Us Ipswich boys got to stick together.
Oh, I went for Jeff Winters. Our Barrow boys got to stick together.
Yeah. And the winner was...
Huh?
Ian the Fire Marshal!
Oh, fixed! 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 Pretty fixed!
With 69% of the votes. Jeff the Ref Winter and Mickey Biohazard 11% each. And Dean the Flash Gordon 9%. So, what's our next one? We got, as well as X-Pros, we also have other guests of the season.
Other
now.
Guests of the season.
So, contenders were...
Not real ones.
Jürgen the German Klinsmann, Stanford the Cowardly Lion, Seamus Plugs, and Michael Flatley.
Would you go for?
I went for Flatley.
Really?
I did.
Oh, is that why? Because I saw he went on and there's Michael Flatley 50% of the votes. And I pressed Stanford the Cowardly Lion.
Was it?
50% of the votes. There's two people voted. So, ready?
The winner is Jurgen the German Klinsmann.
How much?
40% of the votes, the German. Stamford brings home second with 27%, Flatley with 20, and Seamus Plugs with 13.
Looks like Seamus being dropped then for next
Seamus
season.
Seamus dropped, son. He only turns up when he wants anyway, yeah. Thing. Prick. and this one, very special award. It is Wrestler turned Baller of the Year. Contenders were Stone Cold Charlie Austin, Donald Dude Love, Nacho Man Monreal, and Harry Kane.
I went for the Nacho Man.
I went for him as well.
Ready?
The winner is Stone Cold Charlie Austin. 49% of
really?
The votes. Harry Kane, 32%. Nacho Man Monreal, 16%. And Donald Do Love, just 3%.
Nacho, we don't need you, you didn't win.
You have to go, sir.
You didn't need, I didn't win. Nacho Man is the queen of the crop, boy. Yeah. You didn't win.
Maybe next year. We'll have to have you on as a guest next season.
Yeah, round the ragged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Ooh, yeah! Notch, you got a cold fella.
Cold fella, you can't. Next season we'll have you on. We'll have you on when he's suspended, when
bring
he misses.
The cream of the crop! I don't care, go!
Oh, poor boy. Poor boy.
Yeah, I booked him, son. I booked him, I thought he was going to shoe in. Nacho Man?
I should have been, shouldn't I? And our final award is the Alan Hansen Diabolical defending match of the season.
Diabolical
defending match of the season.
Pish! Fucking pish, man! Pish!
The games were Arsenal 4, Liverpool 3, Swansea City 5, Crystal Palace 4, Leicester 4, Man City 2, Bournemouth 4, Liverpool 3. And the winning game was Swansea 5, Crystal Palace 4.
That's what I voted for.
I voted for it as
I
well.
Just thought we could have done the drum roll with a kazoo. Because we haven't had a half-time kazoo.
Fuck, we'll have to wait till next year now. To wait till next season. 41% for the Swansea, Crystal Palace.
41.
Tight, all coming in second. Bournemouth and Liverpool 4-3 with 37%. Ooh, very kites, close. Kites. Here was nip and tuck.
General action numbers on it.
Son. Leicester and Man City with 12% and Arsenal and Liverpool with 10%. And that's it for that. What have we got coming up? We've got still to come. Find out where Roy Orchard is this week.
Yes.
Which will be interesting. We've got, what else have we got now? What else?
Quiz.
World famous Beer Mac quiz.
What's the score now?
2-1, isn't it?
2-1, yeah.
2-1 to you.
2-1 to me.
2-1 to Alex.
And we'll get a guest on, shall we?
We'll see what we can do.
There's a timer. 45 minutes, about 10 minutes of that is us talking in the beginning. So we've got about 35 minute podcast so far.
So that's that.
Bite
size.
Only Fools and Horses on, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Grandad's funeral.
Grandad's funeral.
God bless him.
Sad times, son. Sad times indeed. Takes a vicar's hat, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Takes a vicar's hat.
Right then, shoot crack on, son.
Also, we've got to the sad news this morning. Because went for a pool, only had half a roll of toilet paper left.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Half a roll of toilet paper left.
And it was coming out of me, son.
Oh.
It was shifting. You know what I mean?
That's why. You look in my toilet right now, son. That's why. I always have loads.
Yeah.
Loads. I buy in bulk, I do. People laugh at me. We buy so much toilet paper. Because I got two women in my life.
Don't know what's wrong, son.
They go through toilet paper, don't they?
Yes, indeed.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed, Al. Yes, indeed.
Christ, I mean, no wonder I didn't have toilet paper growing up as a kid. With my mother and my sisters. I wipe my arse like a dog on the carpet.
Still do, Alex.
Still do. A force of habit.
But, so we'll find out where Roy is. Shall we get him on the line? Shall we get him on the line? So it's time now to find out, because every week we get thousands and millions of letters asking the whereabouts and the doings of ex-England manager Roy Hodgson.
Could be the next Crystal Palace manager.
Could well be. So then we'll know where he is most weeks, but it'd still be nice to find out.
Yeah.
So we do the work for you, ladies and gentlemen, so you don't have to. We find out where he is, ladies and gentlemen, each and every week. So it's time to cross now and say, Roy, where are you now?
Oh, boys, this week I am wandering Rosemary. I can't stay, boys.
Okay, we better go, because you're coming.
Yes, I've got a glazed look in my eyes, boys.
Thank you very much for speaking next week.
Two of us.
Go. Well, there's no football on Sundays now. What's he going to do, isn't he? He's got to fill his time.
Poor Rosemary.
Poor Rosemary. Yeah. She'll have the E45 out now. Right now.
E45.
It's time for the world famous beer mat quiz.
Oh, there's an awesome joke book as well.
Of course.
Get the kazoo, son. Oh, it's not the same.
What's that?
What's that?
What's that on the book?
Oh, that is.
Fucking flapjack or something, is it?
Oh, you prick. That is oats.
Oats.
Because I eat porridge every morning.
Brought your kazoo on.
It ain't a freak. It's the same about the kazoo, is it?
It's not. It's not. We didn't have a we didn't declare half time. We don't know when half time is now, ladies and gentlemen, when there's no game reviews. That's the ticket, that's the ticket. So before
yes.
Very good. Very good.
But Lady Gaga. Big fan of Lady Gaga.
I tell you what, not many bad tunes she has there at all.
Oh, no, I'm a big fan of Lady Gaga.
I tell you, I get slighted for sometimes as well. Ooh. Will Young. He hasn't had a bad song.
Oh, let me tell you about Will Young.
Go on.
That man's a national treasure, my friend.
He is.
I love Will Young. I think he's terrific. He's a good bloke all round.
Nice guy.
He's a lovely singer, and he produces songs he wants to listen to.
Right.
Not cheesy pop songs that he was told to do. He produces good music.
Right.
Will Young.
Well done.
I got most of his albums, I'm not going to lie.
He sucks a little cock as well, sir.
Yeah, well. What he does in his own bedroom is up to him, sir.
I bring it torn down. I'm happy to bring it torn down.
What I do with carrots in my bedroom is up to me. And loop. Listen to Will Young. Oh, leave right now.
Huh?
Leave right now.
Oh.
No, I'm telling you, fuck off, leave right now.
Right, all right, that's not very nice, is it?
Before
we get into the next notion, we'll explain why we do it. Because we have, the premise of the beer mat quiz is, we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with football questions on. We pick a card each and ask each other questions. Hope you get yours right and hope you get yours wrong. And I'll ask, and of course, we do our best 70s, 80s comedian's voice and say, pick a card, any card.
Two dwarfs in a brothel.
Pick a card, Al. Got a card here?
Yeah, I've got a card.
Nice, then I'll have this one here. Okay, then.
Right. You want to read Les Dennis' joke book first?
Les Dennis? I hope not.
Les Dennis, Les Dawson.
Right.
I don't really know. That's his impression of him.
Mavis.
Mavis, yeah.
Mavis. She was lost without Derek. Poor fucker.
Yeah. She wanted him. Who died this week?
Huh?
Who died this week?
Who died this week?
Yeah.
So, because we like to do it in the 80s comedian's voice. We of course read a joke each week from the Les Dawson joke book.
Fucking Les Dawson, isn't it? It's what's his name? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Go on.
Coronation Street. He was in Les Dawson Show. Fuck's sake.
He was in Les Dawson Show.
He was...
Go on. What was he?
Alan. Is it Alan? No.
Alan?
No.
No?
Oh, I know.
Oh, I don't
know. Should be still on Sky News. I know.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Oh, he... Bert Litcher's husband. The one with the bald head glasses.
Alec Hardcastle.
He died this week. What's his name? Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't know his name.
Roy Barraclough dies this week.
Roy Barraclough.
Well, he's Les Dawson's partner, wasn't he? The old women, didn't he? Roy Barraclough, yeah, shorter than this, God bless him.
Well, there we are. There we go.
Yeah, I knew someone. See, links, he's always links.
He's always linked. Right, so shall I go first, Al? I'll go first with the old joke.
Yeah.
Here we go. My mother-in-law is kind. Kind of fat and baggy. Here's mine. There we are. Over to Al now to pick a joke from the Les Dawson joke book.
There we go.
Go on, Al, when you're ready.
When you're ready!
When you're ready, Al.
My mother-in-law was at the rugby this week, not staying, playing. The wife's mother said, "When you're dead, I'm going to dance on your grave." I said, "Good. I'm being buried at sea." Extra bonus one this week.
Bonus joke for there, ladies.
Bonus one.
Right, I don't know who's asking first here, though.
Well, I asked. You asked me first last time.
Right, so you're asking me. Okay, then. Okay. I am trailing 2-1, so I really need this.
Really, really, oh, God. People think this is fixed.
Oh, what now?
Oof.
What's come up on the car now?
In the 1957-1958 season, Bobby Robson was West Bromwich Albion's top scorer in the league. How many goals did he score? Was it 18, 24, 28, 31? You're the one who picked the fucking card.
What was the second answer? 24.
24.
I go with 24.
28.
Absolute fucking joke. Absolute joke of a question.
Well, you picked the fucking card.
Right.
Hey,
to
have you seen this, son?
Go on, show me.
You seen this? In Swansea. Swansea City Arena. Indoor arena.
Where's that to?
They're going to build it.
Build it and they will come.
Civic Centre, apparently.
Right.
Got to have musicians.
Yeah.
Everything. Gigs, son. Gigs, everything would be cool. Me and you, get the band back together.
Should
do. Homecoming tour.
Should do, son. Yeah. Should do. Hometown.
Hometown gig. Guatemala Harbour Men.
Get in on there, son. Supported by Tijuana Donkey Fuckers.
Yeah.
Get in on there. Right, Al, here's your question, son. To go two ahead. Two ahead.
Two ahead.
Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no multiple choice on here, son. So best of luck. Which English league team's name starts with 5 consonants?
Oh, you fuck. English league.
Which English league team's name
fucking hell,
starts with
as
5
as teams.
Starts with 5 consonants. So that means there's no vowels. The first 5 letters are consonants.
There's no team with Europe, South America, North America. No team with them continents.
No, it's not. You like that.
5 continents. A, was it A-U-I-O-B, innit?
They're the vowels, son.
No, no, what's the continent, son?
The rest of the alphabet.
Fucking hell, man.
B, C, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, XYZ. We are, sir. Bet no one can do it exactly as quick as that then, son, taking all the vowels out. Amazing. Happy with myself there.
Full Premiership League in my head. Not see that. Oh, fuck's sake. Fucking that's a hard one. Bullshit one that is.
Huh?
Where's the multiple choice? What's the matter with these cards? Should have multiple choice.
Well, probably because there's only one team. It's only one team, isn't it?
Oh, well,
it starts with it, so it'll give it away if you multiple choice.
You shouldn't use that, because it's not multiple choice.
Well, that's the way they're printed, son. It's the way the cards are printed.
No.
We ran out of questions last series, didn't we? We had to settle it by
paper,
rock, scissors.
Son.
You can't answer, son. Which English league team's name starts with 5 consonants?
Oh... I could go for every team in my mind.
We could just have a guess, Al. You know what I mean? It's not life
no,
or death.
No, I'm going so. For every fucking team.
It's not life or death, is it, Sam?
Yes, it is to me, it is. That's fucking me, it is.
It's like that question. What was the one off the first on the detectives years ago with old Jasper Carr, Rob Powell?
Yeah.
Name the all, was it the 20-odd second names, you know, like Town, City, United. You had to name all the, there was 20-odd different ones, were there?
Yeah.
Took me fucking ages. Took me ages. Anyway, crack on, son.
No, I still don't know.
Could be here a while, ladies and gentlemen. Go make yourselves a cup of tea.
I still don't know. That's got an E. That's got an I.
I think we should have a title of it, shouldn't we, really?
Well, you don't give me multiple choice.
It's not my fault. There's printed on the card, son, on the beer mats. What do you want me to do? You do that, I'll tell another joke from Les Dawson books.
I give up. There's no, I can't get that. It's been impossible to get that.
When I was a child, I had wax in my ears. Dad didn't take me to the doctor. He used me as a nightlight. When you ready, son?
Oh God! Oh yeah, God! This is a good podcast, isn't it? This one.
My mother-in-law had a face lifted, but they tightened the skin so much that when she raised her eyebrows, she itched up her knickers.
I give up.
Giving up, son?
Give up.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. If no one else has got there, I'm about to tell you the answer. So cover your ears now. It is Crystal Palace.
Fucking hell, Crystal Palace, mate.
Crystal Palace. There we are. So still 2-1. Still, I have a good chance of coming back.
I was thinking Crystal Palace. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it is whoever's leading on the last show.
Wins big old Ash trophy.
Wins the trophy, Ash and Al trophy. Alex, two-time winner.
Two-time. First-time winner as well.
But that keeps it 2-1.
First two-time winner as well.
You are the first two-time winner, quite right. That keeps it 2-1 to you, Al. So I've still got a chance.
With three episodes left.
Three left. 8, 9, or 10 to go.
Yeah.
But yes, so that is the world-famous Beer Mat Quiz. Quiz. So, all that's left is time for a guest, is it?
Yeah, might as well, isn't it?
Time for a guest. Have you organised anything, Al?
Well, let's see. Play it by ear, is that?
Play it by ear.
Yeah.
There we are. Let's...
Name a guest and we'll see if he walks through the door.
Who should we have?
Name a guest, let's see who walks through the door.
Name a guest. Who's it going to be?
Name a guess.
Well, is he still out there? Is Natural Man Monreal still out there?
Oh, yeah.
There
I'm always out here, yeah. What can I give for you two today?
Well, seeing as Al booked you, he called you up. We thought you could earn your appearance money. Natural Man. So, how was the cup win? You finished the celebrations yet?
I went to the top of the rope and I dropped the elbow. Yeah. On the Chelsea players. Yeah. Oh. The macho man walks down the aisle with Miss Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. Lifting the FA Cup trophy up in the sky.
Very good, Nacho. So what's the plans now?
Snap into a Slim Jim!
What's the plans for the summer now, Natural Man?
Suntaning in on the beach.
No Summer Slam? No. Not having it. They should have it in Wembley again. Why wouldn't they have it in Wembley again? You have a word with people you know.
Summer Slam 92. Yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
So are you staying with Arsenal now next season?
Against big players coming. Warrior. Yeah, 92, yeah.
Big plans. I mean, your manager's staying now. You happy with that? Mr. Wenger staying? Wenger in, Wenger out?
Wenger ain't my manager, oh no.
No?
Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. What's planned for the summer then? No, what's planned for next season? You stay with Arsenal?
I'm going to win the title again. Yeah. My young man's going to rise to the top. The cream.
Fantastic.
Grab the trophy again. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Going to go undefeated then? Let's see. Natural man.
No one, I see, no one's gonna pin the Nacho Man.
Well, I can't think of a better place to leave it there, Nacho Man. We'll have you again on next season, as we said. When you're suspended. And look after yourself and Elizabeth.
Ooh, yeah. Get out of here, Liz. Dig it.
There we are. Thank you very much, Nacho Man. Montreal.
Montreal.
Gentlemen.
Cream of the crop.
There we are. No one expecting that. that is
oh, the table.
Cough. Sorry, right?
Yeah.
That's a bloody cologne he's wearing.
Yeah, that's a cologne, yeah.
Got me a little bit as well.
The old Sarasota cologne, that is.
But yeah, that is the end of episode 7, ladies and gentlemen, of the Ashen Hour.
Ooh, yeah!
All right, come on, I'm still here.
Right,
sticks around, can't get rid of him. Can't get rid of him. Can't get rid of him.
Do the handshake to make a power handshake, actually. Shake my hand, boy. Oh, yeah. Macho Man exited again.
There we go.
Goodbye.
Bye, bye.
No way they call him Macho Madness now, do they? Jesus.
that is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Join us again next week. Only 3 more episodes to sit through until you have a little break from us.
Thank Christ.
But yes, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week.
And be lucky.
Mary had a little lamb. Feast was white as snow. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Had a good fall. All the king horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty back together again. Ooh, yeah.